Hello, everybody, and welcome to AFL Blitz Episode 3, or Episode 5, all up. On today's show, I have Stephen, Zach, Angus, and Luke. How's everyone?
Good. Good.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Round 3, Round 4, and Round 5 is what we'll be covering today, as school holidays will make us 3 rounds short. So let's get straight into it. Sydney 79, Collingwood 80, North Melbourne 67, GWS 109, Richmond 76, West Coast 65, Geelong 126, Melbourne 97, Port Adelaide 83, Adelaide 100, Fremantle 89, Western Bulldogs 73, St Kilda 107, Brisbane 76, Carlton 57, Essendon 42, and Gold Coast 139, and Hawthorn with 53 points. So, what do you think of this round? Everyone's highlight. I don't want low lights. Highlights.
Okay. Well, okay. I've got a low light.
What?
Well, my low light is, I don't know if any of you agree, but I want footy to be a high-scoring game, not a low-scoring game like the Carlton and Essendon. I know it was raining, though.
Yeah, Geelong was 126-97, so there's high and low scoring games.
And my highlight was probably definitely Collingwood beating Sydney. It might not have just been one.
My highlight definitely was Geelong getting up and, you know, seeing other teams. Hawthorn aren't the team to beat anymore.
Mm-hmm. So my highlight is Richmond West Coast. How Daniel Rioli's goal of the year.
Goal of the year, do you reckon?
No.
Yeah.
Angus? Mark Murphy's was.
I reckon Mark Murphy's was. That was one of my highlights, but my main highlight was Collingwood beating Sydney over at Sydney.
Yes, Luke, your highlight of the week?
My highlight was probably Saints beating Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, because you're a Saints and Hawks fan.
Yeah.
Yes. Round 4 time. Oh, and speaking of which, round 6, which is next week, it's going to be Hawthorn versus St Kilda. Who will you be backing for then?
I seriously don't know.
Yeah, Mum. You better go for the Hawks.
I don't know.
So, round 4. Pretty jam-packed. Thursday night footy again. West Coast 91, Sydney 65. North Melbourne 86, Western Bulldogs 89 on Good Friday. And this raised $18.5 million.
Wasn't it Good 17?
Friday. I think it was $18.5 million. Very successful day. Stephen found out today and he was shocked.
I was shocked. I read his...
I think it was 17.6 something.
Yes, sir. It was a very successful day.
It's the record.
Melbourne 104, Fremantle 106, GWS 112, Port Adelaide 81, Carlton 82, Gold Coast 108, 153, Adelaide, 88, Essendon, Collingwood, 55, St Kilda, 69. Now, Zach, you can't talk. Brisbane, 67, Richmond, 111. Oh, and boy, I was clapping my hands at the TV. Hawthorn, 48, Geelong, 134.
Shh. That's the exact same 86 points.
I bet you anyone can guess my highlight. Geelong smashing Hawthorn and...
My low light, St Kilda being Collingwood. And my highlight is Geelong smashing
My low
Hawthorn.
Light is Good Friday footy. Don't like that at all. I don't like Good Friday footy.
My highlight is Fremantle Melbourne. Dockers beating Melbourne at the G.
Nice. Angus?
My favourite was when the Giants beat Port Adelaide.
Oh, yeah. And yep. Luke?
Same as me.
Giants being Port Adelaide, yep. Yeah. Even though I think they're going to be a good team this year. So.
Yeah, so do I.
Yes. Port Adelaide, 137. Carlton, 47. This is this week. So we've got 2 more games of this week to go. Western Bulldogs, 122. Brisbane, 90. Gold Coast, 86. Adelaide, 153. Sydney 63, GWS 104.5, Fremantle 67, North 62 as they choked again, North Melbourne, St Kilda 88, and Geelong 126. It was a great last quarter effort from the Cats, and Hawthorn 125, West Coast 75.
Finally, we won.
My low light is definitely Hawthorne being West Coast.
That's my highlight.
That's my highlight as well.
Hawthorne suck.
My highlight was definitely Geelong's incredible last quarter.
My highlight is, well, it hasn't been, but I actually think my highlight's going to be Collingwood and Essendon, Anzac Day.
We'll see next show how that turns out.
My highlight for now is the first game, the 104, the 90-point thrashing.
Oh, Port Adelaide. Yeah,
and my highlight that's about to be is Collingwood smashing Port, Essendon at the G.
Yes, as I said to Zach, we'll see about that. So, round six, how do we think it's going to go?
I think Collingwood's going to beat Geelong.
I reckon Hawthorne might get over the line since it's in Tassie, but St Kilda have a good chance.
St Kilda will.
And do we want to talk a tiny bit about how our junior footy went yesterday, Al?
Yeah, I played, well, me and Luke played against Angus, your team, your other Karen Lyons team. Sadly, Angus's team lost, but...
By how much?
We won by 9 points. The scores were, I think,
35 to 44.
Yeah.
Zach, how did your boys at Seaford go?
So my under 10 for Seaford went pretty well. So we were up by 14 at three-quarter time, and then we kicked 16 points. So we won by about six goals.
Yeah, and under,
I was captain.
Yeah, that was good. First game at Seaford, we're Waterbury captain for winning the goalkeeping contest at training.
True.
And our boys at under 12, we played a really good match. We lost by about 40 points. I think that will end our show. I might get everyone's round six tips really quickly. GWS versus Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs.
Western
Yes, Bulldog. I reckon GWS might win.
GWS.
Hawthorn versus St Kilda. St Kilda.
I'll go Hawks.
I was St Kilda.
Carlton versus Sydney.
Sydney. I'll go.
Carlton versus Sydney.
Sydney.
Brisbane versus Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide.
Brisbane.
I reckon Port Adelaide.
Adelaide.
North versus Gold Coast.
North.
Gold Coast.
North.
I reckon North will finally get a win.
Yeah.
West Coast versus Fremantle.
West Coast.
Agreed. Essendon versus Melbourne.
Melbourne. Essendon.
Yeah. Geelong versus Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Geelong, yep. Adelaide versus Richmond.
Adelaide.
So that will be... Yeah, that will be the end of our show. So that message was, they'll thrash him. If you're a good listener, you'll be able to hear that one. That brings us to the end of our show, though. I hope everyone enjoyed, and go Cats.